Is it recording now? Hey all, I'm Richie Swan and I'm with Harriet Jeffries, also known as the Gym Bird, and we are a girl and a gay in the gym.
Okay, so you might remember that last week we spoke about the fact that our Richie Swan was on Channel 4's very popular show, First Dates, and Holly B has sent us a little message on Instagram saying she's defo been trying to find the episode. Well, look no further, boys and girls, because we got a few snippets of our fave on the show.
Shaping up for his date with Paul, his fellow Scouser and part-time butler in the buff, Richie.
How are you?
How you doing? I'd rather be single for 10 years and meet that person who does make the world make sense, because I am a one-man man. But there's a lot of pricks before you get to the roses, isn't there?
Of all the places and all the people.
Of all the gays in this country.
And you too.
Would you like to see each other again?
I think we both know it'll be as friends.
Oh, that made me feel dead tight.
I think we both know it'll be his friend.
I didn't even realise that was me. My voice sounded really masculine on that. I'm like, who was that?
So as you heard, Richie wasn't really interested in his date, but someone in the restaurant took a little shine to him.
This guy's got legs like the Action Man, you know? Is that the way they are?
I was just admiring your legs.
Oh.
I'm going to ask you, what do you do for your legs? Oh, seriously?
I just a lot of squats.
You do squats?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cringe. I can't believe you've done this behind me back. Joe, you know, I don't even know what to say. You've threw me. I'm like, you look like Action Man. I'm like, oh, get me a bevy quick. Do you know what was the worst, right? So I felt quite nervous when we walked in. He was sat at the bar. Now, I never drink a pint. I'd always ordered a wine or an espresso martini or something. And I just seen he had this big pint. And I was like, he was like, what are you having? I went, I just have a pint. And I was like, why the fuck have I just ordered a pint? And I sat there like a big divvy with this jug. And I was like, oh, get me out of here. So that leads us quite nicely onto It's Valentine's.
Woo-woo!
Ooh. So last week we were talking about how you shouldn't have broccoli on a date. So I think it's all right that we should talk about what you should have. What's going to get you in the mood?
How to help yourself feel sexy and feel good about yourself going into Valentine's. The morning after the night before.
I thought you were going to say the morning after pill. I was like, what?
Well, it might be in some cases, baby.
What's the perfect Valentine's gift? And why have you wrote it? What's Galentine's?
If you don't want to have Valentine's with a man, or, you know, with a lover, you spend it with your girls.
Galentine's.
Okay, so we're starting this week's episode talking about healthy, sexy food. Healthy, sexy food, aphrodisiacs.
What is an aphrodisiac?
Doesn't it make us turned on or something? Everyone knows about strawberries and oysters and chocolate, but we found some alternatives.
See,
some
I didn't know strawberries were an aphrodisiac until you just said that there.
Have you never seen it when people like dip strawberries in chocolate and then like feed each other?
Yeah, but I didn't know it was an aphrodisiac. Is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, not that I've ever used that.
We know you don't share food.
So one of the first ones is apples. Apples have been associated with increased sex drive. A 2014 study suggested that eating an apple a day correlated with better sexual quality of life in young women.
Ooh.
Not men, though.
So let's get this straight. What we're saying is an apple a day will keep the dock away, but not the cock away.
Yeah, girls, so start chomping on them apples, my love.
Next, we've got chilies. So the stuff responsible for making chili peppers spicy stimulates nerve endings on the tongue, which releases adrenaline, the chemical that increases your heart rate and releases endorphins. Just make sure, though, that you're eating them and not actually rubbing it over each other.
My mate, and she won't be named, but once went to a restaurant with a fella and he had hot spicy chicken wings.
Don't.
And safe to say.
On his fingers.
Girls. She was in a little bit bad way after. Lads, make sure you wash your hands, please, and under the fingernails.
I know someone who has a similar episode to that, but it was with fixed vapor up instead of lube. And it weren't me. Just a friend I know of.
Okay, so another one is asparagus. Despite what we all kind of know asparagus for, which is that doesn't it make you wee, stink?
Yeah, it's vile, isn't it?
The high amount of vitamin A in asparagus can increase blood and oxygen flow to the genitals.
Oh.
There's also high levels of potassium in it, which is linked to sex hormone production. So it gets the blood flowing and the juices flowing downstairs.
So, that's the first time we've done that today, isn't it? Okay, so then number four, we have almonds. So the aroma of almonds is meant to arouse passion in women. Now, I'm fuming. These all seem to be going back to women. It's either saying that you're turned on easily by food or you need food to increase your sex drive or something.
Well, we do, babe. Men are just charged all the time. We're not like men. We just want a hot bath and fresh bedding. Isn't it, girls?
No, I don't believe this.
So, it's the month of love.
We all know now what we're having to eat. It's all stimulated us. We're now feeling sexy. You missed that, but I was shaking my shoulders. So what is feeling sexy?
I think it's about looking at yourself or how you feel in your own skin, isn't it, really?
Like confidence. Confidence is sexy.
Well, what would you do to help yourself feel sexy?
Bit of fake tan, look in the mirror.
Go to the gym.
Tell myself how great I am. You can do this. You're amazing.
You was kind, you were smart, and you was important.
You can be whoever you want to be.
I think one of the best things about feeling sexy, like, it's how you see yourself. So sexuality and how sexy you feel in your own skin has got nothing to do with how much you weigh, what you look like to other people. It's all about you. There can be someone that you look at in the streets and think that person is really sexy. It's more associated to women. I mean, I'm not gay, but I would call a woman sexy before I was calling a man sexy. Do you know what I mean?
See, I call a man sexy before I called a woman sexy.
Okay. It's not saying in you, is there? If it was me, I like training in the morning and then having a long bath and exfoliating and shaving my legs, could probably haven't been done for 3 months prior, and then getting a new outfit and feeling nice and going to, I don't know, probably a dimly lit restaurant. Do you know what I mean? And me and Luke go out.
See, that doesn't sound sexy to me, though. That just sounds nice. Where to me, I think when you say sexy, it's about practically being naked, maybe covered in baby oil.
I know. But you did used to be a stripper, babe. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, so, shit, like, that was work.
So we want to know, get in touch. What helps you feel sexy? What do you do?
So exercise is going to make yourself feel sexy, isn't it? It's going to release the endorphins, but it is Valentine's. It's going to be a night of passion. Make sure you don't overdo it on legs day because you want to be able to do something, isn't it?
You don't want tight hamstrings, especially when you're throwing
Your legs give it out. Or you're too fucked to be arsed.
Something that might be a good idea would be like a lighter weight session or like a class that you really, really enjoy, but don't go in there and absolutely give it bifters and be exhausted the whole day because you need to save your strength for the night, babe, don't you?
Okay, so gifts or presents you'd usually associate with being unhealthy. So chocolate, eating out, anything that's going to be calorific and not good for you. Journey of weight loss or keeping in shape.
I've got quite a funny story about Valentine's gift. When I was in year 5.
How old's that?
10.
Okay.
I had a boyfriend called Harry in primary school. And my mum went to Thornton's and bought my little boyfriend a chocolate bar. Like, I don't know, like a little Lavar chocolate bar or whatever. And she bought this massive one for her fella. And she'd spent, I'm not joking, like about 40 quid in Thornton's.
Where you go with this.
So anyway, next day, I takes the bag into school, gives Harry this chocolate.
The giant one.
Yeah. That said, like, I love you so much, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he ripped the back out of me with the boys in school. It was horrible to me. Bastard, if you listen, I've never got over it.
Well, you dodged a bullet because Harry sounds horrible.
Yeah. So anyway, then I got home from school and my mum wooled me everywhere and was like, where is it? Where is it? And I was like,
Harry's got it.
So 10-year-old Harry had 40 quid's worth of Thornton's. What? It gets worse. No. After wooling me around the house, she made me walk down to his house, which was 20 minutes away, go and knock on his front door ask his mum for the chocolate bag. His mum had eaten half of it and she gave me half of it back.
No. Well, I've got a little bit of a story. So I must have been, do you know what? I must have been about the same age and I was coming out with a girl called Rachel Wharton. And I bought her a card to my fiance, not knowing what fiance meant. I never knew what a fiance was. I just liked the picture, so I took it in. And everyone laughed at me. So not only was I in the closet, I didn't even know what a fiance was.
So we've talked about our experiences of Valentine's Day gifts, but we want to know, like, what is the perfect gift?
Because we work all the time, we don't stop. I'd love for Connor to get me a spa break. Are you listening, Connor? I'd love a spa break. Like, no pressure.
I need a new pair of trainees, just Luke.
Oh my God, we could create a wish list. Anyone listening? It doesn't have to be Connor.
I know. Amazon wish list.
And bold as brass. Let's get a wish list going.
With the gift for Valentine's Day, if you want to buy someone something, I mean, most people now, like, don't bother, do they? But a class pass for you to both go and do something together. Or, like, a cooking class for you to both go and learn how to cook healthier together.
I'm going on one of them.
Yeah. So something that you could do together, but that would maybe, like, facilitate, even if it's loosely, your journey and your fat loss and, like, your self-image and stuff like that. Or maybe even, like, a nude photo shoot, something like that. Get it off Woucher or Groupon. Isn't it?
Let's talk about the morning after the night before and how everything we've learned over the past 5 or 6 weeks is going to help when you wake up and you're swimming in a sea of regret. So, Hat, we've woke up. Where the hell are we? We're in this bed. We've got an arm and a leg over us, so we're trapped.
Do we recognise him or not?
He's got no carpet on the floor and the door shut. You know there's going to be some serious work to get out of here. What do we do?
Well, number one, you've been doing weights, haven't you? You're getting stronger. You can use your newfound strength to lift his arm off you very stealthily and place it to the side, maybe on a pillow or something like that, a little bit squishy so he can't tell that it's not your boob.
And now we've lost weight. We can get out of smaller spaces, so we can now slide out of that bed, hopefully unnoticed.
You're lighter on your feet. You've lost a good half a stone so far. You can tiptoe, without creaking the floorboards, towards the door.
The door of doom. Is the door going to creak? Well, if it does, we now have got better cardio fitness, so run, run, run. Don't look back, just leg it. Get out of there.
And obviously, if you don't ever want to acknowledge that it's happened or see the person again, you've learned the importance of putting your phone on airplane mode and leaving it at home, so you can feel free to do that now.
And ghost them.
Ghost that bitch. All right, so everyone's talking about Valentine's, including us. So what about the people that are single? Or what about the people that don't want to go out on a date at Valentine's? And instead...
Do you mean because they're tight? I'm not going out on Valentine's. Everything's so much more expensive. Oh, it's all just a... ploy to get people to spend more money.
Fucking hell, Ebenezer.
I've had three people say that to me this week. I'm like, are you messing me?
So if you aren't going out for Valentine's, whatever your reason, a lovely little thing that I've been seeing on social media this week is everything about Galentine's. So Galentine's is where you'd spend it with the girls instead of maybe going out on a date. So going and spend some time with the people that you love, just maybe not that you love in that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Platonic plus one.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Yeah, so maybe if you haven't got plans, don't sit there and stew and eat a box of celebrations. Get off your ass. Get yourself feeling sexy. Get yourself dolled up. Do everything we told you to do. And get out there with your mates. Thanks for everyone that's been getting in touch with us on social media. We've got Instagram and Twitter at Gail Gay Gym. So Jennifer sends a little message and she says, £3 lost this week. Well done, babe. And looking back at pics, I can see the dreaded back fat moving. I'm with you there, girl. I've not seen a difference in my pics for a while and I swear it's because I can hear you two in my head. Keep them coming.
Oh, we will. Well done, babe. Esme's messaged in and she said, you guys are a life saviour for me at the moment. Oh, thanks, babe. While I'm trying to learn my level 3 diploma, recommending it to my whole class.
Are you clever, babe?
Okay, so it's question time. And first up, we have Sarah. Okay, Harriet, apart from partners, what else will you be snacking on when you're watching Netflix on Valentine's?
Might it be a tub of Halo Top?
I hate you. See, I'm a terrible snacker. Whatever I can get my fingers on, if I'm honest.
Dirty bastard.
But Joe, what I've actually started doing now, right, because I've got a Tassimo machine that makes your coffee for you, and because I've got Vegas in 11 weeks, I've got to sort my shit out, and I got these Dairy Milk hot chocolates, so it stopped me snacking overnight by, and it's 120 calories, and it's a massive cup of hot chocolate, and it's dead sweet.
When I used to be, like, massively counting everything all the time, and, like, in a proper calorie deficit all the time, I do it now, but, like, I'm obviously allowing myself a lot more than what I did. I used to get, like, the Options hot chocolate ones, or there's one called Cadbury Highlights.
I've got them. There's, like, 40 calories in that, isn't there?
Yeah.
This is so much nicer. It's worth the extra 100 calories. It's only one a night. We've had a message on Instagram, and I'm not going to name you, babe, because, well, I'm just going to read it out. Hi. I love your podcast and they have helped me stay at the gym and carry on. I got my motivation from my boyfriend calling me fat. Can you believe that? I haven't binned him yet, but I am determined to get the figure I've dreamt of. But how do I burn more fat when I don't eat much? I need inspiration to eat more, but obviously good stuff. What do you make of that hat?
First things first.
Fuck that fella off right
Why
now.
Why is he calling you fat?
That's horrible. That's actually, Joe, like, we all take the piss and have a laugh, but that's horrible for anyone to call anyone that. And now it just makes me go, what reason are you wanting to lose weight? Is it because he's telling you and it's not for you? So then you're always going to be unhappy and not know when you're getting to the right place, what's going to make you happy, because it's down to you're validating yourself and what someone else is calling you, isn't it? Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah, I think maybe have a little word to them about that, babe, because, you know, not on. But that being said, food-wise, it's all about your calories, isn't it? As we've said a million times. So make sure you are hitting that daily target.
Yeah, she said she's not eating enough, though. So we need to be a bit more clear on what's not enough.
Yeah, what's not enough. So have you gone on your calorie calculator and worked out what you're meant to be eating? If you're eating more than like a couple of hundred under that a day, that is too low for your fat loss, isn't it? We've mentioned different calorie counters before. You can just Google calorie counter and then, or calorie calculator, and loads of things come up. But the one I use is called IIFYM.com. Yeah.
And what I'd say as well is, so once you've worked out what your calories are at maintenance, so obviously 500 a day or 3,500 a week is £1 a week loss. You don't want to be going under 1,200 calories as a woman or 1,600 calories as a man. That's what the NHS recommendation is, isn't it?
Make sure you're eating enough, babe.
Yeah. Start looking after yourself, and I think you need to start...
Tell your boyfriend he's a gobshite for calling you that, and fucking feel free to fuck him off, and we'd be supportive of you if you do.
You've been listening to Hattie Jeffries, also known as the Gym Bird, and Richie Swan, also known as Richie Swan, on A Girl and a Gay in the Gym. If you've enjoyed this podcast, then please subscribe, rate and review it on Apple Podcasts now to help more people hear about it. And don't forget to follow the socials at Girl Gay Gym on Instagram and Twitter. Cheers.